This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Cults, Hidden Killers Investigates. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Faith Bistline grew up in the FLDS. She got out, she built a life on the other side, and then she watched her entire family get swallowed by Samuel Bateman. Two of her brothers, two of her sisters, two of her nieces, her own mother, all followers of a man who declared himself a prophet and proceeded to abuse children under the banner of God's will. Faith's family members weren't bystanders. They were convicted in the federal case. Her brother, Liddell Bistline Jr., gave his own daughters to Bateman. He was found guilty at trial and sentenced to life in prison. Her brother, Torrance, managed Bateman's finances, bought him luxury cars, and was sentenced to 35 years. Family members she grew up with, people she loved, people she tried to warn. They chose the prophet. Sam Bateman has utterly shattered my family into a million pieces, Faith said. That's how I picture it. Faith didn't just survive the FLDS, she fought. She spent years trying to expose Bateman and protect the girls in his group. She spoke to reporters, she talked to investigators. She did everything a person can do, from the outside a closed system to sound an alarm. And when the case was finally over, when the arrests were finally made, the trials concluded, the sentences handed down, Faith became something she probably never imagined. She became the person raising the children her own family had helped destroy. Faith Bistline now cares for some of the girls who were rescued from Bateman's group. The children her brothers gave to a predator are being raised by the woman who tried to stop it. If that doesn't tell you everything about what this case did to a community, nothing will. This is the final episode of this series, and it's not about wrapping up loose ends. It's about what justice looked like in this case. Who paid? How much? And whether any of it was enough. I'm interested to get your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube as we go through it. And be sure to press subscribe right now on your device, wherever you're listening or watching. Hit subscribe so you don't miss any of our reporting. This is the end of this series, but there's a lot more to come on many other cults. So you're in the right place. Samuel Bateman pled guilty in April of 24 to two federal charges, conspiracy to commit transportation of a minor for criminal activity and conspiracy to commit kidnapping. In December of 24, U.S. District Judge Susan Bronvich sentenced him to 50 years in prison on each count. To run, concurrently, followed by lifetime supervised release for a man who was 48 years old at the sentencing. 50 years is a death sentence in everything but name. The judge did not hold back. She called Bateman the worst kind of abuser. She told him directly, "You took them from their homes, from their families, and made them into your property. You stripped them of their innocence and childhood. The amount of harm he caused," she said, "was nothing short of unmeasurable." Bateman's defense attorney had asked for 20 years and requested placement in a treatment facility rather than federal prison. He cited a psychiatrist hired by the defense who called Bateman mentally ill and delusional. Yeah, we already know that, but I'm sorry, no psychiatric facility for you. Only places with men and broomsticks. The product of an FLDS upbringing that normalized criminal conduct. The argument was that Bateman was as much a product of the system as anyone else. That his indoctrination was so complete that he couldn't distinguish between religious obedience and criminal behavior. The judge was unmoved. And the prosecutor, Demetra Sampson, addressed that defense directly in her sentencing memo. Quote, "These men were not victims of the FLDS teaching," she wrote. "They created their own ideology to serve their selfish interests, and they elevated the defendant as their new leader to accomplish their goals." She noted that if it weren't for a few brave people who told law enforcement what was happening, these men fully intended to grow this conspiracy. The plea agreement had required all co-defendants to also plead guilty. Two of them, Liddell Bisline Jr. and Torrance Bisline, refused their plea offers and went to trial. That decision meant Bateman's own plea could have been withdrawn by prosecutors, potentially sending the entire case to trial and forcing every victim to testify against the man who abused them. It was a gamble by the brothers, and it failed spectacularly. Both were convicted by a jury after the month-long trial that included testimony for each of the victims and many of the witnesses impacted by the conspiracy. The victims did end up on the witness stand facing the men who had facilitated their abuse, and what they said from the stand carried more power than any prosecutor's closing argument ever could. Liddell Bisline Jr., the father who gave six of his underage daughters to Bateman, who participated in group encounters involving his own children, who helped recruit additional followers and conceal evidence, was convicted by a jury and sentenced to life in federal prison. Torrance Bisline, who managed the finances and funded Bateman's lifestyle with luxury vehicles while facilitating the abuse, was the last defendant sentenced in his case. In April of 2025, he received 35 years. The judge noted that the conspiracy he helped fund and manage tore apart an entire community. Seven of the Bateman's adult wives were also convicted. The sentences reflected the court's attempt to collaborate between complicity and victimhood. Lanai Barlow, convicted of transporting minors for S activity, received 6 years in prison and 5 years of probation. Brenda Barlow, who helped plan the kidnapping of children from foster care, received 3 years. Marona Johnson and Leah Bisline each received 2 years, followed by probation. Donnie Barlow and Naomi Bisline received time served and supervised probation. In total, according to the Department of Justice, Bateman was charged alongside 11 adult followers, and all of them were convicted, some by plea, some by jury verdict. The restitution order called for up to $1 million per victim, and all of Bateman's assets were ordered forfeited. Whether any meaningful restitution will ever be collected from a group whose financial resources flowed through a network of followers and shell transactions is an open question. But the legal architecture of accountability is as complete as the federal system can make it. So is justice served? That depends entirely on what you mean by justice. If you mean accountability, did the people who did this face consequences proportional to what they did? Then yes. If you mean restoration, are the victims whole? Are the families repaired? Is the community healed? Then no. Not even close. You can't do that. You can't rewind time. Ask Faith Bistline, who lost her family to a man she tried to warn everybody about and is now raising their children, her own brother sacrificed. Ask the psychologist who evaluated Donnie Barlow and found a woman so broken by a lifetime of FLDS conditioning that she couldn't distinguish between obedience and abuse. Ask Florida Jessup, who escaped the FLDS at 16 and called the adult wives absolute S trafficking victims before saying they still had to face consequences. Ask the parents who sat in the courtroom during sentencing, not behind their daughters, not holding their hands, but behind the man who had assaulted them, still loyal, still believing. Justice in this case is a word that covers a lot of ground without touching all of it. Bateman will spend the rest of his life in prison. That is the correct outcome for a man who S abused children as young as 9 and orchestrated a kidnapping from behind bars. Liddell Bistline Jr. will spend the rest of his life in prison. That is the correct outcome for a man who handed his own daughters to a predator and participated in their abuse. The sentences are proportional to the crimes. The legal system did its job. But the legal system can only punish what happened. It can't repair what was broken. It can't give those girls back to the childhoods they lost. It can't undo the years of conditioning that taught them their only value was obedience to a man who claimed to speak to God. It can't make their parents choose them. And the fact that some of those parents still haven't, even after everything that's been proven in court, is maybe the most painful truth in the entire case. And it can't address the underlying structure. That's the piece of the story. It's a piece that keeps this story from having a clean ending. Short Creek still exists. The FLDS still exists. Warren Jeff, serving life in Texas, reportedly still directs church operations from prison. An estimated 6,000 to 10,000 members still living in around this community. The theological framework that produced Jeffs, then produced Bateman, the one-man rule, the total authority over marriages and families, the doctrine that questioning the prophet is the ultimate sin, remains, in fact, and intact for those who still believe. The hopeful counterweight is real. Brielle Decker, one of Jeff's former wives, helped turn his massive compound into the Short Creek Dream Center, a refuge for people leaving high-control religious groups. Alyssa Wall, who testified against Jeffs in 2007, moved back to the community and has spoken about watching people slowly open up and heal. Former members are building new lives. Children who were rescued from Bateman's group are in school, making friends, discovering who they are outside the walls of a prophet's household. But the conditions that created both Jeffs and Bateman haven't been dismantled. They've been weakened, challenged, exposed, but not dismantled. The power vacuum that Bateman exploited after Jeff's imprisonment is structural, not personal, and it exists as long as the theology exists. The theology has survived raids in 1953, criminal prosecution spanning decades, a life sentence for its most powerful leader, and a 50-year sentence for its successor. It has survived because it was built to survive. The entire system is designed so that the faithful interpret outside pressure as persecution and confirmation of everything the prophet warned them about. Every arrest reinforces a narrative. Every raid validates the siege mentality. Every news story becomes evidence that the world hates God's people. The mechanism is self-sealing. The more you attack it from outside, the tighter people inside hold on. So the question this series leaves you with isn't whether Samuel Bateman got what he deserved. He did. It's whether anything short of dismantling the entire structure, not just arresting the man at the top, but addressing the belief system that manufactures his authority and the isolation that protects it, will ever be enough. I keep coming back to that girl with the red ink list. standing in a federal courtroom, reading line by line through the ordinary freedoms she's discovered since escaping a man who told her she was his property. A driver's license, clothes she chose herself, hair she dyed because she wanted to, a school play. And then looking at the man who took all of that from her and saying, "Now you can see I never needed you. And I hope you get everything you deserve." Which is absolutely nothing. That's not a victim speaking. That's a survivor rewriting the terms of her own story in front of the man who tried to erase her. And somewhere in Short Creek, in the houses that line those dusty red roads between Hilldale and Colorado City, there are other girls. Girls whose names we don't know, whose faces we haven't seen, who are still waiting for someone to tell them the same thing, that they never needed a prophet, that obedience is not salvation, that their lives belong to them. Faith Bisline is doing that work now, one child at a time in a community that nearly consumed her. Christine Marie is still in Short Creek, still running Voices of Dignity, still supporting the people trying to find their way out. The rest of us get to decide whether we pay attention or whether we wait for the next prophet, the next set of victims, and the next series of mugshots before we remember that Short Creek exists. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Links are in the description. Love to hear your thoughts on this. And if you're a survivor of this and you feel able to and safe to, please share your story. There are others who are finding these videos and these podcasts and these accounts, and they're discovering they're not alone for the first time. Your voice might just be the one that helps them get out. Again, your thoughts in the comments on Substack and YouTube, links in the description. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're getting podcasts so you don't miss any of our coverage of this and the many cases we cover for you right here. There's a lot more to come, so please do hit subscribe so you don't miss any of that. All right. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here.
You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino.
Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily.
And the best part?
Guaranteed daily jackpots.
You can't beat that.
So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here.
You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino.
Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily.
And the best part?
Guaranteed daily jackpots.
You can't beat that.
So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Moto Casino.
America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.